Hi, this is Dr. Tim Turlip from Turlip Chiropractic. I wanted to invite you every Wednesday morning at 11 o'clock to listen to 30 Minutes to Vitality, where we'll discuss topics of interest that will affect your health and mine and how we express greater wellness and well-being. If you happen to miss a live episode at 11 o'clock, you can hear it again at drturlip.com, where all podcasts are posted there and available at any time, day or night. So look forward to spending time with you every Wednesday at 11 o'clock for 30 Minutes to Vitality.
And would you look at that? We are here, you are there, and we're everywhere with Dr. Tim Turlip, your 30 Minutes to Vitality right here on JB Radio. And speaking of which, it is a live open forum call-in show, giving you the opportunity to ask your questions by calling 796-7272. That's 352-796-7272. Anywhere across the entire Nature Coast, 1-888-613-2050. That'll get you through right to the studio where we have Dr. Tim Turlip, local chiropractor here in Spring Hill. Offices located on Northcliff Boulevard, 8466 Northcliff Boulevard. You're going to want to remember that, as well as the office number, 352-666-2222, when you make your appointment. And there is a special event coming up at that location next week. I'm sure we're going to talk a little bit about that as well. So without further ado, I'm turning it over to Dr. Tim Turlip. Your 30
Good
minutes
morning.
To vitality. Good
it
morning.
It is. Yes. It is time to be vital.
There you go.
By gosh.
By golly.
As you were doing the here, there, the everywhere, I was just hearing Dr. Seuss.
There you go.
Dr. Seuss flashing everywhere.
Yes, yes.
I was waiting for thing one and thing two to show up.
They just took off.
Yeah, well, hey, you mentioned next week as well. I just let's address that
okay.
So we can have that, because it's kind of an exciting thing. Kind of nice, actually. A lot of people at the office are starting to get a little excited about it. It's our men's night. It's a fundraiser for the American Cancer Society.
Okay.
Is what we're doing. It's on the 13th, next Thursday, a week from this coming Thursday, from 6 to 9 p.m.
Very
is
good.
Men's night.
Yes.
So not to be exclusionary, ladies, but ladies' night was six weeks ago.
Yes.
Right. This is men's night.
Thank you.
Right. So we'll be raising money for the American Cancer Society. The ladies actually were unbelievable. They laid down the gauntlet. They actually set the challenge that we raised over $5,600.
Okay.
In 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
From the ladies, which was phenomenal.
Yeah.
Right. So that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to surpass that, actually. When it comes to men's night. So if there's any gentlemen listening, if there's anything you enjoy that guys seem to like, whether it's sports, guns, food, cigars, fine beer, whiskey, utilities, you name
cars,
it.
Cars, motorcycles.
Cars.
Yeah.
Any motorcycles.
Guns.
Absolutely, right? It will be at the office.
Yes.
We have representatives from so many different companies that will be there that it's incredible.
I know.
I'm actually astounded. Register Chevrolet is bringing some of the most cool vehicles. If they make it out of there without me wanting to buy one, I'll just be shocked.
Yeah.
So we have classic cars, these really high-end new cars, even high-end RV.
Yeah.
Guns. We have one of the local gun purveyors.
Yeah.
Has actually donated an AR-15 that will to be able to auction off that night.
Yeah.
So we have it's you name it. Wild Buck Whiskey is going to be there. Dick's Sporting Goods. Just on and on. With people with stuff, sports memorabilia. We've got signed footballs.
That's right.
Signed baseballs. Signed hockey pucks.
Yep.
Banners. Jerseys. All kinds of stuff to have to get tickets for to win.
Yeah.
It'll be quite a fun event. So if you want to come out, and the nice thing with the ladies do it in gaggles.
Yeah.
We guys seem to show up with like one friend and meet somebody. It's distinctly different. Ladies show up in droves.
Right.
It's like a clown car.
Right.
Right. They'll be like, oh, where'd all those ladies come from at one car? How'd they all fit in there? Right. We always end up with either by ourselves meeting people.
Right.
Or we end up with one other person and we meet other guys.
That's right.
Yeah. I don't know how it works, but I've seen it for too many years
that's
now.
Funny.
That's how it works. But, tell some guys, do some stuff. It'll be a great night because we really do want to blow past that $6,000 mark.
Okay.
To raise funds for the American Cancer Society. It is something we are passionate about.
I know it.
That we want to continue with to move it forward. And guys, this will be a great and fun way. We've got unlimited Hooters there. We've got Hooters girls
wings,
actually serving the wings. You're hungry. There's jerky. You name it. It's going to be there. It'll be a lot of fun.
I was there last year, and I'll be there again this year.
It'll be a lot of
fun.
So just don't smoke too many cigars because I don't have to pick you up off the floor. That's all I ask.
Okay.
All right.
So you're not worried about the whiskey or the beer. It's just the cigars.
Oh,
I guess I should have thought of that. But I was more worried about the cigars, quite frankly. I don't know. Guys seem to get dizzy if they're not used to smoking a cigar. So I had to laugh. They actually did some private label stuff for us. I was like, going, really? Here we are with it's a fundraiser for the ACS, and we're like serving cigars that are private labeled for the office.
Yeah.
It somehow doesn't seem right, but it'll be a lot of fun.
Oh, well, yeah. I know. It was last year, and it will be this year. I guarantee it.
It's a good thing.
Yes.
It's a good thing. So, and as you went into the program, you mentioned the name of the show is 30 Minutes to Vitality.
Yeah.
Right? And vitality is actually what we were born to have. We talk about that every week, that if we're not expressing vitality, we're either getting something we don't need, or we're not getting enough of something we do.
Okay.
And I want to talk about vitality a little bit and the innate intelligence that actually moves us to vitality.
Okay.
Because, that's really what this whole program is about. That's what Turlip Chiropractic is about, right? Yeah, we help a lot of people who have sciatica and slip discs and chronic migraine headaches and auto accidents and work injuries with shoulder problems. And we rehab pre and post surgical folks. So we do all that stuff. But fundamentally, what we're ultimately about is helping the body express greater vitality. And what does vitality actually help us? What image does it conjure? When you think of somebody who's vital. We all have, anybody's listening, if you take this 2 seconds to go vital, what does someone who's vital look like in my brain? Right? It's usually going to be somebody who's strong, who has vigor, who has energy, who's expressive, right? Who moves, who doesn't, right? And if you think of somebody who's sullen, what do you think of? The guy whose shoulders are down, his head is down, the expression is very sunken. It's very vital, vitally different, if I could use that expression, between what is vitality and what's not.
Okay.
Right? And we were innately designed to express vitality. Now, some actually would possibly even try to argue that. But again, fundamentally in healthcare, as we've talked about that fancy word before, homeostasis.
Yes.
Right? And homeo meaning the same, ultimately, and stasis meaning balance. Okay? To stay in that balanced sameness.
Okay.
That is kind of what the word means. So anytime we get anything that happens out to one extreme or the other, the body's job is always to bring it back to sameness. What is that sameness? Because if I could have this sameness for the next 60 years, I'm golden. Right?
Yeah.
It is fantastic. Because to not feel poorly, to not have problems, to have all the energy you want, to not have aches and pains, to not have to express and to make choices to express things the way that I want to.
Yeah.
Because I don't have inhibitions on my expression vitally.
Yeah.
Right? That's what I was built to do. And that's what I have. As long as I don't get things I don't need,
right,
and I'm getting enough of the things I do, because it's already in there.
Okay.
We've joked about a little bit about seeds, and if you plant certain seeds and you just don't have interference to the seeds, there's enough sun and water, right, and there's not a bunch of toxins. The only thing they're going to give you is whatever that seed was there, and it's going to give it to you in abundance.
Right.
And I plant one acorn, holy cow, I end up with a tree that gives me 1,000 acorns. Mm. Right? Nature functions that way a lot, right? And so we need to make sure that we're understanding that we're actually born with that gift. And it's not something you and I have to figure out.
Okay.
Right? If there's a diamondback slithers through the door here the studio, right? I'm going to be a little apprehensive. 8-foot-long diamondback, oh, they're kind of a scary beast.
Yep.
Right? So really, when my pupils change size, when my heart rate alters, right, when my blood vessels dilate in certain areas and constrict in other areas, do I have to know how to do that and turn that on?
No.
No. Mm-mm. It just happens innately.
Okay.
It was an intelligent response to a threat. So my physiology, my body is ready to react accordingly. Sounds intelligent. Now, one of the definitions of intelligence, when you look it up, even in Merriam-Webster, for goodness sake, is the ability to organize.
Oh, interesting.
Right? Yeah. It's one of the primary definitions of intelligence. That's an organized response to a threat. Simple, eh? If I walk out into the sunshine.
Yep.
It's kind of gorgeous out there today,
yes,
right?
It is.
The sun abated from yesterday afternoon, or the rain rather, and it's very sunny. So if I walk out of the studio and that sun hits me in the face, what's my first reaction going to be?
Oh, put on sunglasses and maybe a hat or?
That's my conscious choice. But physically, what would happen? Am I going to squint? As soon as
I walk out, will you see
any human being walk out into a sunshine without an immediate reaction of squinting?
Yeah, no. That's why I always say grab the sunglasses. That's what I do first.
Right.
You know, yeah.
But your body's response, that's the conscious choice.
Right, I got you.
But my physiologic response is to squint, to take sun out of my eyes, to create greater shade. But in the meantime, my pupils are also going to constrict.
Yeah.
Because too much light will actually affect my retina and affect the information that goes through my macula, through my ocular nerve, into my brain, blah, blah.
Yep.
Right? So my body innately is going to constrict my pupils and cause me to squint to actually create shade so I don't get excess light so I can continue to see in an effective manner.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Sounds organized and intelligent to me.
Sure does.
Right? So there's going to be a lot of babies born in Hernando County today, for goodness sake. Right?
Right.
Right. So we all know how to like get together to, you know, start the process.
Yeah.
Right?
That's right.
But do any of us know the process by which we take two microscopic cells to put them together to create a living, breathing organism where the head is usually sitting right on top of the shoulders and the shoulders are in the same place and the upper teeth grow ground and the lower teeth grow up and the ears are plastered here and the heart is sitting in the left side of the superior chest, and you know, the basic design is there, and it happens how many times in Hernando? Now it's at Pasco and Citrus and Hillsboro and Manatee and just on the West Coast here.
Mm-hmm.
How many children will be born today, and they're all going to be in the same fundamental organization?
Yeah.
And their liver enzymes and their cardiac enzymes and their glucose levels and their red and white cell counts. That's why we can have standard blood tests. They're going to be about the same.
Mm.
Did your parents know my parents?
Mm-mm.
I don't think they did.
No.
How is that possible? You're from wherever you're from, and I'm from Indiana, for goodness sake. Right? And so how is it we have the enzymes and the structures and the chemicals are the same? How is that? And then you react to stuff in the same way I react to stuff?
Mm.
Physically, how is that even possible?
Mm.
There's an intelligence in an organization that you can say, well, it's there.
Right.
You can try and say, I don't care where it came from.
Right.
That's not my point. My point is, how do I use it?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
That's right.
And there's all kinds of debate about what is it, where did it come from, how did it? Okay, great. When you walked into the studio this morning, did you have to debate how the electricity worked before you turned it on?
Mm-mm.
You turned it on so you could fire everything up so the studio's doing its thing and you're actually able to broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
We don't debate how the electricity works because if you want to talk about the physics of electricity, we're talking about some heady subjects and it's pretty big.
Yes, right.
Right, and there's even still some theories about some of that, which is crazy to me, that there's even still some theoretical stuff about it that's not even understood completely. That just blows me away.
Wow.
Because we use it every single day.
Yeah.
I don't argue about it. I just use it.
That's right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So when it comes to this vital expression in me, I don't have to argue where it came from, how it worked, better. I just know it is.
Mm-hmm.
And my joy is to be able to facilitate that, to try and remove those interferences and actually give me the stuff that I need. Simple. Right? And that's at Turlo Chiropractic what we're all about. Now, one of the main things we focus on, one of the principal things is neurologically, because if I go into any physician in this county.
Okay.
Right. Doesn't matter what hospital, doesn't matter what specialty. Right. And we all sat down and I said, hey, guys, what's the most important system? What controls and coordinates everything?
Mm-hmm.
There's not a physician who's not going to say nervous system.
Mm-hmm.
Every single one of us will. That there's no debate.
Right.
There is absolutely, unequivocally, even from the cardiovascular guy, the cardiac guy, who is looking at me, well, the heart, if it stops pumping, I'm dead.
Right.
Right. He's going to say, well, the nervous system.
Uh-huh.
Because the nervous system actually is what controls and coordinates the function of the cardiac system.
Right.
And this keeps the nervous system going, but without the nervous system, this stops.
Right.
Right? Even he says it. It's kind of an amazing thing.
It is.
So at our office, we actually focus a lot on how we get neurologic expression. How do you optimize that thing that controls and coordinates every cell, every tissue, every organ in our body?
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to get into how we address that at our office. We just do. And then we look at the other aspects, because what are the other aspects? We're talking, okay, well, if we get too much of something or not enough of something else that interferes with the vitalistic expression, it's interference to the innate intelligence of our bodies. What are they? Well, how many times have we spoken about exercise?
Yeah.
right? Either the wrong kind of exercise. I just over the weekend learned about these ultra runners.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard about these people?
Ultra runners?
Yeah, oh,
no.
Yeah. That's what I said. I said, we have to come up with new stuff all the time.
Right.
It could just be like somehow relevant. I always like really ultra runners.
Yeah.
These are dingleheads. Uh-huh. And yes, I'm saying dingleheads, and I mean every syllable of that term, right? Because it is so deleterious to health, well-being, and even socially, it's dumb.
Okay.
Right? It's runners who actually run beyond marathons.
Oh, okay.
So you get your 26.5-mile marathon.
Right.
These are dingleheads who are out there running 30, 35, 40-mile runs.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah.
Right. And the research is unequivocally marathon runners suffer great health challenges because we're not designed to do that.
Right.
Right? But then we have ultra running. Right. I was like going, okay.
Wow.
That's crazy. So is that an interference to
yes.
the vitalistic expression, the innate intelligence of the body?
Yeah.
There's no question.
Yep.
We have a doctor at our office. We have several very athletic physicians. Mm-hmm. Right, one of them is actually does the triathlon thing.
Mm-hmm.
Right, very fit guy. Is that moderate? Yeah. Mm. Does he train for it? Sure. But when I'm doing a 5K, that's 3 miles. Is mm-hmm. that excessive? No.
Mm.
Right, when I'm out there trying to bike for 10 miles, is that excessive?
Mm-mm.
No. Right, those are things where he exercises. That's exercise that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
Right, interferences to nutrition. Too much of something that we don't need. Or not getting enough of something we do. And again, you can argue till the cows come home about nutrition and what's right, what's wrong. Common sense it, because pretty much everybody knows with common sense,
mm-hmm.
right? Am I 2 whole beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions, and a sesame seed bun? Mm. Good or not so good?
Not so good.
We don't have to say the words. Everybody knows.
Right.
Just saying.
Right.
Right. Common sense, some of this stuff.
Right.
Right. Eating broccoli.
Yeah, I think it's good.
Oh,
I love broccoli.
Well, maybe you don't like the flavor, but
right.
no one can argue
that's
it's
right.
actually very beneficial
right.
to the vitalistic expression of our bodies.
Mm-hmm.
No one can argue that.
That's right.
Right? Peas?
Peas, yes.
Right? I'm just saying. Right?
Uh-huh.
A nice salad.
Right.
With,
oh, yeah.
With not the wrong kind of salad
that's
dressing.
That's right.
Right?
Yep.
A 32-ounce sirloin.
Not so.
Probably not so
right.
much. And even if somebody said, well, the meat's not bad, but 32 ounces?
Yeah.
Probably not a great idea.
Right.
Right? So we got interferences, whether we're getting too much or too little of stuff. And many times we already know the answer.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to obfuscate it. We don't have to try and make it something that's not clear
okay.
through argument.
Now, the FDA, I guess it was the FDA or somewhere along the line here in this nation, there was a food pyramid. Does that still hold true?
Let me say this. Does the food pyramid hold true that there is one?
Yes.
Does the food pyramid hold true to the fact
right.
of reality of eating? Absolutely not.
Okay.
If you want to be ill, you follow the food pyramid
okay.
that's put out by our federal government. And that's been documented in research.
Mm-hmm.
It is a joke.
Yeah.
It is actually designed, unfortunately, because of large big business interests
mm-hmm.
and who have influenced universities and influenced the government policies,
mm-hmm.
and we make a food pyramid that unfortunately meets the interest of the economy versus the interest of your and my well-being.
Mm.
So it's actually the economic food pyramid
okay.
is what we really want to refer to it as, the economic food pyramid.
Because I think everything you're talking about here sort of actually begins with nutrition, I would think.
Really begins with that nervous system. It goes back to, because I can eat all the great food I want.
Right.
But if my body can't control and coordinate the digestion, assimilation, the facilitative use of those nutrients.
Okay.
What good is it?
Right. Yeah.
If
exactly.
I get it. But the nervous system is what then facilitates and controls digestion, which takes those nutrients, makes them building blocks. Because I turn that apple I just ate, it's going to become brain cells.
Yeah.
So what controls the coordination, the development of those brain cells from that food? My nervous system.
Right. But what feeds the nervous system?
The nutrition does.
Okay.
Absolutely. And the water does. And the exercise does. And the rest does.
Okay.
All of those things, they facilitate, they self-work. But the foundation of all those things
uh-huh.
is ultimately the nervous system. It's like the house.
Yeah.
I can have a house. You go, well, what's the most important thing? Some would say, well, the foundation.
Right.
Well, what about the windows? The window guy would go, well, the windows
right,
are the most important thing. Well, you're right. Without a window and there's openings there, we're going to get water. It's going to ruin the house.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the foundation doesn't work by itself. It's got to have the windows to keep the thing. Well, the roof says
the roof,
I'm the
right,
most important.
Yeah.
Because I keep all the heat, the sun, the storm out.
Right.
You're right. That actually is very, very important. But there is no roof without a foundation.
Right.
Right. So there's always the foundational aspect, and neurologically, that really is in our well-being.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Very good.
That's it. So then we talked about exercise. We hit on the nutritional thing. Rest.
Oh.
And we're not going to get into the specific aspects of those things, but sleep is so critical. Mm. The research, it's kind of snowballing on the research because the more we're seeing how critical sleep is to well-being.
Mm-hmm.
I was even just reading another, it was the most interesting thing ever. There's that on Crete, there's a little village where the number of centenarians, there's about 7 hotspots in the world that have a lot of centenarians, people who live over 100.
Oh, right, yeah. Right?
Mm-hmm. In this little village on Crete.
Uh-huh.
Has more centenarians than any other place on the planet.
Very cool.
Right?
Yeah.
And more people live into their 90s. I mean, it's the norm for people to live into their 90s, and they have a huge number of people over 100.
Uh-huh.
And these are people who still walk and do are active and do their laundry and do that. These are people who are still doing stuff.
Wow.
Right? They're not just breathing.
Sure, right.
They're living.
That's what I'm talking about.
It's very cool.
Yeah.
Right? And one of the things that they actually looked at, there's several parameters, but all these people, nobody gets less than 7 hours of sleep for their lifetimes.
Huh. Whether you're born there or not.
The people who are on in this village,
they
actually go to bed.
Yeah.
Right? They have an earlier bedtime. They get up earlier in the morning. Everybody.
Sweet.
Everybody. Right? It's just the norm on the island that people go to bed early. You get minimum of 7 hours of sleep. The average is 8.
Mm.
Wow. Isn't that a shock?
Yeah.
And everybody who's listening, mom told you how many hours of sleep do you need?
8.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, and we rationalize, and I have a friend of mine who's a very successful guy. Right, and he goes, I'll sleep when I'm dead.
Yeah.
Right. And now that Danny is a little bit older, guess all the health conditions Danny's got going on.
No, I can imagine.
Yeah. Because Danny never slept.
Good Lord.
Danny would get 3 to 5 hours of sleep a night because he wanted to go.
Right.
Right. And unfortunately, Danny's got health challenges because he was not getting enough of something he needed for the vitalistic expression.
Mm.
So the principle here is the important part.
Okay.
You and I were gifted with this ability to be well.
Mm-hmm.
Homeostasis, that keeping moving towards balance, it is what's in us. It's already in there. You don't have to beg for it. You don't have to plead for it. You don't have to pay for
Amen.
It, for God's sake.
That's right.
Right? We just have to make sure that we're facilitating its expression so we can enjoy what you were built to create and enjoy. It's what we have. And we get in the way. That's the problem with all of this. And so at Turlip Chiropractic, our job is to remove those things, to coach people in lifestyles, to coach people in those things, to remove the neurologic interference patterns, to actually help with nutritional things, with supplemental things, with exercise things, with rest things, and even thought and attitude, believe it or not.
Oh, I believe it.
Right? What we think creates chemicals in us, which can either be harmonious and uplifting to us, or can create stress hormones and things that actually age us and create disease.
Yeah. If every day's a battle, if we're battling our body every day, we're missing something.
Yeah, there's a word for it I can't use on the air.
Yeah.
It's not a fun thing.
It isn't.
And I watch, and part of what spurred this discussion was actually over the weekend, but going into the 4th of July, spent some time with some of the providers who were up on ICU at one of the local hospitals.
Mm-hmm.
And every single patient they were dealing with was there through these things that we talked about. People who had eaten the wrong foods, people who had gotten morbidly obese, people who were not doing certain things, people who never saw a chiropractic physician, people who paid no attention to the sun, people who never got sleep, and every one of them was suffering from diseases that mortified me. It made me feel heartsick for all these three these three people I was listening about. I was heartsick.
Oh, I know.
And 2 of the 3 died over the weekend.
Oh, my God.
Right? And they just, because there was nothing that could be done. So we don't have to get there.
Amen.
Right?
That's right.
It doesn't have to happen. We can enjoy that and wake up in the morning going, you know, instead of going, oh, good God, it's morning. We can wake up in the morning going, good morning, God.
Amen.
Right on the other side, because I got a day to look forward to that I can be vital and express what I was built to express.
That's right.
Right, and that's really what Turlo Chiropractic, that's what we're all about.
Wow. You know, this man, you could tell he has a passion for caring for people, and you too are a part of that. So Turlo Chiropractic, 352-666-2222. And Doc, the last 30 seconds, final words?
Men's night.
Okay.
I love men's night.
Hey, we'll
Thursday the 13th, 6 to 9 p.m. If you're a man, come down.
That's next Thursday the 13th.
Yes,
from
please.
6 to 9. We'll talk about it again next weekend on 30 Minutes to Vitality.
You bet we will. Yes, sir.
Right here on JB Radio.
Thanks so much.
Yes, Dr. Tim Turlip, we appreciate your time with us today, Doctor. And, of course, your time as well as a listener here on JB. We'll see you next time, folks.